This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time to be taken on a journey on the DJ Mac Travel Show, only on Plains FM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Douglas Mack, and this is the DJ Mack Travel Show on Plains FM 96.9.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today's show is based around Nelson and the Golden Bay area, and this is an area that I travelled to recently on Labour Weekend. So I drove from Christchurch to Mochuaca on Labour Weekend. So we left on Thursday, and we went via the Lewis Pass. So that's an interesting drive. It was not too bad at all. There's options there. You can stop at Marua Hot Springs for lunch. There's a nice cafe there. And if you have time, you can also stop over and also basically go for a swim in the hot pool. So really nice with the river running past and the mountains in the background. We didn't stop. We were a little bit time pressured. So we continued on and we had lunch at the Springs Junction at Sophia's Burgers, which is like a caravan on the side of the road next to the service station there. They do fish and chips and burgers and white bait. So a really sort of a driving sort of food as such. So didn't look very healthy. It wasn't very healthy, but it did actually taste really good. So from there, we headed on to Murchison and then on to Mochuaca. So we travelled along basically country roads up through the Mochuaca Valley. So that's approximately about an hour north of Murchison, and you head onwards up into that area there, which brings you out by the airport in the town of Mochuaca. We did travel, like I said, we were up there for Labour Weekend. And then there is the Ngāti Mōtō School Country Festival, or Festival. So it's a fundraiser for the school, and it was pretty good. We got there early. I suggest if you're going to be up there for Labour Weekend next year, get there early. It was on a Sunday, and it was an amazing place to be. There was wood chopping, and there was lots of country fair type stuff. And it's just a lovely small country school in the middle of the valley. And they had this, one of the rooms, like an old part of the school, had like a cafe, but it was just had all this home baking of the mums of the school had done a bake-off, basically, and they were now selling their cakes, and so we had some wonderful food. It was really nice. Didn't need the cake, but it was excellent. A cup of tea and coffee was available there, too. So with it, we did that on the Sunday. So basically, we were based in Mochuaca. So we checked into our hotel, and there's quite an array of places to stay. There's camping grounds like Top 10 and so forth, but we were in a sort of a motel environment. And we went down to the waterfront, and it's quite nice. It's tidal. It's got quite a big tidal movement going on there, but we went down and had a wander around the waterfront. And there's also Tally's seafood plant is based there as well. So there's a factory shop. So definitely have a look in there and see if you can pick yourself up some sort of seconds on from the factory shop as well. And there's saltwater baths, which is obviously tidal as well, and that was quite cool. And there was a great coffee shop which sold fresh muffins down on the waterfront in the marina area. So eating out, we found a number of places. There were three places that I quite enjoyed. There was the Smoking Barrel, which I thought was really good quality food. It was a bit more pricier than what we normally would go for, but it was good on the Thursday night as our first meal out as such. Of course, we tried the RSA, and we was also the Hotel of Mochuaca, which was has new owners, and I believe that some of the owners are based here in Christchurch as well. So has some new owners, and they're updating the facilities, and it was a good meal there too. So they were well worth it. There were lots of other places to try, but they were the three places in town that we did try, and we also went to a number of places in Nelson as well. So the main event, what we were there for, was the wearable arts, the world of wearable arts, which is a museum that holds the garments and the expeditions of what's happened in the past. And because it actually did start in Nelson, that's why the museum is there. It's now based in Wellington, and it happens every year. So we went and had a look at that. So when we first got the so that's based in Nelson. So Nelson in Mochwaker is around about a 40-minute drive. It's not a bad drive. It's a good road. And there's a lot of commuter traffic. So people from Nelson travel to work from around the district. So it wasn't too bad at all. The cafe in the Wearable Arts Museum is good. We had a coffee be there and a bit of a cake and some muffins and stuff before we got started and had a look around the museum. So, and it's good. You can see a lot of stuff that's happened in the past with the shows, and they have video of how the show was performed, and the garments are in front of you to watch and have a look at. So once you've had a look at the Wearable Arts Museum, there's also a car museum there as well, and it has cars from the 1940s right up to modern day, just about. And there, it was interesting to look at. There was quite, in the main hall, which is just off from the Wearable Arts part of the museum, there was probably better, nicer arrangements, and there was more to read. At the back, there was another hall or another building with cars in it as well. The reason why the cars are there, I've always wondered why, but there was a video explaining the situation, and it's basically the old assembly plant for Leyland cars in New Zealand, so for Triumph and so forth. And then later on, it became the assembly plant for Honda cars in New Zealand. So the cars' parts were imported into New Zealand, and the car was assembled at that site. So that's where the Honda Civic and the Honda Accord. And then basically, as things have moved on and changes in the way we do things, the site is closed, and that's why I guess there's a car museum there. And there was it was good. There was a number of interesting cars. One, I did learn about one car, which I didn't realise, is that Mazda and Holden produced a car together. So a Holden Kingswood body with a Mazda rotary engine in it. And that car is based there. So you look at it, it looks like a Holden, but when you get closer, you realise it was sold brand new in Japan with a Mazda rotary engine for the bigger car market. Nelson. After we had a look around the Wearable Arts, we then went into town. We were there on a Friday, so we went into town, had a look around the shops, walked up to the church and had a look around the sights of Nelson and did a bit of shopping and had some lunch and just did the normal sort of touristy thing. And then, yeah, we were back to Mochwaker for the evening, and that's when we had dinner back in Mochwaker. So on Saturday, we travelled over the Takia Hill Road and up over the mountainside and into the Takia Valley and to the village at the other end of the valley, or the seaside, or the Golden Bay area. So make sure when you do this drive that you do it on a nice sunny day or a clear day, because it's great views looking down into Nelson and Mochwaker and that whole big bay, which I believe is Tasman Bay, I think it is. And so we also stopped at the Naurua Caves, which is part of a filming area for Middle Earth or for the Hobbiton or Lord of the Rings movies. So you can actually go into the caves there, and it's about $20 per person, but it looks pretty good. We didn't actually do go in and have a look. I did find out on the website and just talking to some people, and it would be well worth a visit if you've got the time. We did travel down into the village, into Takaha, and then continued to sort of have a look around the town. We didn't actually have lunch there, but we did move on and we headed slightly north, heading to Collingwood. And then we went to, and I apologise because I'm not very good at saying some of these Maori place names, but Te Waho Pahonu, I think it is, Springs, which is it was just a beautiful place. It was a short walk in, and it in a circular type walk, and so there was a lot of gold mining there done as well, and a bit of deforestation and so forth. But it's now been turned into a reserve, and basically there's just water coming out of the ground, and it's coming out in quite a large amount of volume, and it's crystal clear. It's amazingly clear. There is signs up telling people not to touch the water because it's sacred, and not to swim, obviously. So it was very beautiful. It was a nice sort of refreshing walk after a bit of an interesting drive over the hill. The main thing about if we go back to the hill quickly, is it has been a lot of damage due to flooding and heavy rain. So there is, it will take time, and you just got to be a bit careful along that area. So anyway, once we'd finished at the springs, we decided we'd better find some lunch. And so we then headed off to another part of Golden Bay, which is Pohari, which is sort of heading to the east of the bay. And it is along a place called Abel Tasman Drive. And so we had some lunch there in a place called the Penguin Cafe and Bar. And now they're sort of world famous, apparently. And I did have this product. It was the seafood chowder, and it was really, really good. I've had a number of seafood chowders before, but this was excellent. And then this is along the lines of where we sort of did a bit of a silly thing as such, and started asking what are they digging out of the ground here? It must be lime, it must be something to do with fertilizer or something. And then someone says, but we're in Golden Bay, aren't we? And then the penny dropped, and it was Golden Bay cement. And so we were in an area where one of the Golden Bay cement sort of quarries was, in a big harbour area in that area. So we continued along Abel Tasman Drive and eventually turned into a dirt road, and we then ended up in another place in Abel National Park, in a bay called, again, it's another Maori name, and it's a Totronui Bay. And yeah, so hopefully I've got this saying that correctly. And that was a beautiful golden beach. Very busy in the summertime, apparently, because there's a lot of camping. There's a camping ground there. And it's also one of the last stops for the boat or the ferry services that run up and down the Abel Tasman National Park there, taking trampers and people backwards and forwards. And that's where we sort of had a bit of a decision and thought, well, why don't we hop on the boat? And so I was the person that had to drive back to Kaikeriteri, I think it is, and my group of people way hopped on the boat, and it was about a 2-hour journey. So I had a 2-hour drive back over Takaha Hill, and my group of travelling companions also went, they went by boat back to Takaha. Takaha Blows as well. There's a lot of activity going on there, but that's where the boat basically came in. And these boats are designed to run up onto the beach, and then a platform drops down and you walk off the boat onto the beach. So sort of walking in golden sand of Golden Bay and Tasman Bay. So it was really, really nice. And then I picked up my group of people and we headed back to Mochiwake for the evening, and that's when we went to the RSA for dinner. So the Saturday night of Labour weekend, there was a new event called the Lift Off Festival, and it was balloons, hot air balloons from all over New Zealand, fairly similar to what goes on in the Wairarapa and also up in Hamilton with balloon festivals up there. So that was on Saturday night at Mochiwake in the airport there, and basically it was a festival. It started at around about 3 o'clock and went right through to 10, 11. Once the sort of the sun got down, the balloons were lifted up, inflated. They didn't fly. They just and then they played music, and then balloons sort of lit up as a night glow. There was lots of music and lots of activities. The airport also had a show of aircraft that were based at the airport as well. And then on Sunday, there was at Kaikeriteri in the on the beach there, was another sort of like a repeat festival, but this time on the beach, and the balloons did a night glow on the beach. And this is going to be a regular thing, I understand. So it'll be happening next year on Labour weekend on the Saturday and Sunday. So I'm not sure if you've seen the night glow before. It is quite impressive. It is a lot of hard work as well, because it didn't appear to be very windy, but there was enough breeze just to cause a few headaches for the pilots of the balloons. They were sort of rocking and rolling around a little bit and losing the heat out of the top of the balloon, and then the balloon would collapse and they'd have to start again. So, but they got there in the end, and it was well worth it. There was also a fireworks display at the end. So, yeah, that was really enjoyable. So the following day on Sunday, we decided that we were going to do a bit of a journey over to Picton. So we thought we would go for lunch in Picton. It was a glorious, another lovely day, which is not possibly normal for our sort of, you know, Labour weekend. It can sometimes be a little bit hit and miss. So on the Sunday, we went to the country festival in the Mochwaka Valley. On Monday, we then decided to head over to Picton, and we went through Havelock and up through Linkwater and down through Queen Charlotte Sound into Picton. We arrived just in time to see the Inter-Islander arriving, and that was pretty awesome, just to sort of be standing up and sort of looking down and seeing the movement of the boat as they, or the ship, as they manoeuvred the ferry into the wharf. And we had lunch there, had a little bit of a walk around the shops, and then we travelled south down towards Blenheim and had a look around Blenheim, and then headed back towards Mochwaka through basically State Highway 6, back up to Havelock and along to Nelson. And we had, and then, yeah, it was a good day out. It was a lovely sort of trip around, and it just sort of broke up the, you know, have a look at something different, see the Marlborough Sounds and just what is around there. There's heaps to do there, and it's just a matter of working out how much time you have and what you really want to do. One other place we also went to was Mapua, which is next to Rabbit Island, and it's halfway, it's a very interesting sort of a place to go to. It's been a port, and a lot of the New Zealand apples and a lot of produce that's been produced in the Nelson area were exported out through, or went from the wharf there to major ports around New Zealand to be sort of shipped across the world. And there is some great shopping, some really boutique sort of shopping places there, and there's also bars and fish and chip shop. We had fish and chips there, and there's a nice sort of picnicky area that's sort of a little bit elevated, which looks across to Rabbit Island and the wharf. And yeah, there's some really nice sort of boutiques, shopping places there. It's well worth a visit, and it probably takes about half a day. By the time you get there, have some lunch, have a look around the shops, maybe have a coffee before you leave, and then head back to wherever you are based. But definitely Mapua is a nice place to be. The other one is also Rabbit Island. If you're interested in walking and also biking and sort of outdoor activities, that's a good place to go as well. It's an island that's basically covered in pine trees, and there is a boat service from Mapua Wharf across to the island, and a lot of people mountain biking use the boat service to go backwards and forwards to get to the island. There also is road access. It's just a matter of looking on a map to have a look and see how the best way to get there. So returning home from Mochwaka to Christchurch, we decided to go a different way, and we came down through State Highway 6 from Richmond, so Mochwaka to Richmond, and then down to Golden Downs. Now, this was not a state highway as such, just a normal country road, which brought you down to St Arnold's. And then we hopped on to State Highway 63, which also took us through to Blenheim. And then we went down the normal way through Blenheim to Kaikoura, just for a different scenery instead of the Lewis Pass. And then, we had lunch in Kaikoura. And we normally stop at the Caves, which is on the southern side of Kaikoura by the race course. And I believe it's called the Caves Cafe, and it's over the last few years, it's been upgraded. So that was another good place to stop. A few traffic issues going through Kaikoura, just with stopping and starting, but it's what you've got to expect through the coastline along the area. But anyway, yeah, it was good. And the way the road is going to be in the future is going to be vastly improved, and a lot of stopping areas, a lot of places to view the sea without hindering traffic as such. So yeah, that's the journey home from Kaikoura down to Christchurch, and that was our Labour weekend tour. Once again, you know, what we did was what our customers were looking for. Obviously, they would have talked about you may not be so interested in, but it is a good place to go. Mochwaka is a great place to stay. It's a real community sort of feel to the place. And it's quite central, so you can get to Nelson and you can get across Takaha Hill. You can go south if you want to. It's and there's heaps to do in the area. So definitely do some research and find out what you want to do and go exploring. All right. Everyone have a good week and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. So if you liked today's show and would like to hear it again, please go to plainsfm.org.nz and download the podcast by searching the DJ Mac Travel Show. Or if you would like more information and would like to talk to someone, maybe myself, then please call us on 0800 196633, and that's at Identity Tours here in Christchurch. Thank you and have a good week.